Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
We're going to be talking about last weekend's Premier League action, and our language focus is on get used to and be used to.
Of course, West Ham played their first Premier League game in their new stadium on Sunday. We'll talk more about that later.
We also have our pronunciation section to help you with some tricky sounds. And of course, our football phrase and football prediction sections for you.
Let's start by talking about what's been happening on the website this week.
Let's look at some of the comments from the Premier Skills community. My favourite comments last week came from Alex from Ukraine. Last week, we were talking about the verbs say and tell in the podcast, and Alex used a couple of great sentences to show how these words are used.
Yes, I saw. He said, I needn't say a great deal about Liverpool's first match. And then in his next comment, he said, I can't tell you anything about the other matches.
We're really happy when we see you using the language we introduce in the podcast in the comment section. So, more of that, please.
Aragon 1986 from Montenegro and Davilions from Spain told us about matches they watched. Aragor 1986 saw Chelsea against West Ham, and De Villiers watched Man City against Sunderland. We're very happy to read your match reports in the comments section, and if you want us to correct your match reports, just write correct me at the start of your message, and we'll be happy to give you some advice and corrections.
It was also good to see that lots of you helped us choose the Premier Skills Fantasy Football Team for Game Week 2, using our voting buttons on our Fantasy Football page. We did even better last week. We got 62 points, and we're doing better than 2.8 million teams in the fantasy football game.
And congratulations to Caligula, managed by Andra Tetuko from Indonesia, who's top of the Premier Skills Fantasy Football League after Game Week 2.
That's great. The page for Game Week 3 of Fantasy Football is already on the website. There's a link on the side of this page. Choose the team you want, select the captain, and let us know who to buy in the comments section. We really need some new defenders.
Last week, you made lots of Premier League predictions using the vote on the podcast too. We'll have an update and a new prediction for you later in the show. What happened in the Premier League last weekend, Rich?
The top of the table looks exciting. If you're a fan of one of the Manchester clubs, City are top after a 4-1 win away to Stoke City, and United are second after a 2-0 win against Southampton.
Ibrahimovic scored 2 for United and Aguero 2 for City. That looks like an exciting battle this season.
Yes, Zlatan has settled into the Premier League straight away.
What else happened last weekend?
We have 4 teams at the top of the table, with 2 wins from 2 games. And, as expected, it's the 2 Manchester clubs, Chelsea and Hull City.
Hull City? Really? I don't think that was expected.
No, I'm just joking. It's an amazing start from the Tigers. It's only the second time in Premier League history that a newly promoted team have won their first 2 matches.
And the other 2 promoted teams have had a good start too.
Yes, they have. Burnley had a great 2-0 win against Liverpool. They only had 19% possession in that game. and Middlesbrough are still unbeaten after a 2-1 win at Sunderland in the North East Derby.
Christian Stuani, Middlesbrough's Uruguayan striker, scored the goal of the week in that match. Check it out if you haven't seen it yet.
Another big story was West Ham's first Premier League match at London Stadium, their new home.
They got a 1-0 win against Bournemouth, so that should help them settle in. It's always difficult to get used to something new.
Yes, it must be very different for the players and the fans. It will probably take some time for them to get used to it.
I knew we were going to talk about this, so I prepared a quick quiz for you, Rich.
Okay, go on.
West Ham are still getting used to their new home, but they're the 10th club to play Premier League football at two different grounds. The other nine are now used to playing at their new homes. How many of the clubs can you name?
Okay, 10 clubs. Well, West Ham, Arsenal, Manchester City, I'm not sure, Sunderland.
Very good, that's 4.
I think we'll leave the rest for our listeners. If you know the 10 teams that have played Premier League football at two stadiums, let us know in the comments section.
And try not to ask your friend Mr. Google.
In the last section, we use the phrase to get used to. Jack said it's always difficult to get used to something new when talking about West Ham.
We use this phrase to talk about something that was new or unusual, but is now less unusual because we've done this thing or seen this thing a few times.
Jack said West Ham are getting used to their new stadium. Using get used to describes the process of something that is not normal becoming normal.
When this process is over, we can say that we are used to something. So we use the verb to be plus used to. Arsenal moved to their new stadium, the Emirates, in 2006. They've been playing there for 10 years, so they're used to it now. Arsenal are used to playing at the Emirates.
When we use be used to or get used to, the next word in the sentence is either a noun or a gerund, which is the ing form of the verb. So you can say, Arsenal are used to playing at their stadium, or Arsenal are used to their stadium.
I think it's a really useful phrase. You've lived in Spain for many years, Rich. What have you got used to exactly?
I've got used to siestas on hot Sunday afternoons.
That doesn't sound too difficult to get used to.
What do you think people have to get used to if they move to the UK?
They have to get used to driving on the left, and they have to get used to the British weather.
Let's ask our listeners, what things would people have to get used to if they came to live in your country?
And what things would be difficult to get used to if you came to live in the UK?
Let's see your answers in the comments section below. This week's pronunciation focus is on the phrase get used to. This phrase describes the process when something new, like a new home or new job, becomes normal. West Ham moved into a new stadium, and now they're getting used to playing there.
The pronunciation of get used to can be difficult. We don't pronounce the ed part of the word used. Listen to the sentences as I say them slowly and then again more naturally. West Ham are getting used to their new stadium. West Ham are getting used to their new stadium. West Ham are getting used to their new stadium.
The phrase becomes used to rather than used to. So listen again as I say a phrase slowly and then again more naturally. I've got used to siestas on hot Sunday afternoons. I've got used to siestas on hot Sunday afternoons. I've got used to siestas on hot Sunday afternoons.
This pronunciation really isn't that tricky once you're used to it.
It's time for this week's football phrase, Jack.
Last week's football phrase was goal celebration. Lots of you got it right last week, but special congratulations to Lyubomir from Ukraine.
Well done, Lyubomir. You were the first person to get the answer right.
The football phrase this week is... The phrase means a match that finishes without any goals. When we're not talking about football, we usually use the word zero. But we don't usually say 3-0 or 4-0 in football. We use another word. The match between Leicester City and Arsenal last weekend finished in an...
Yes, it wasn't the most exciting of matches, but at least both teams have their first points of the season.
As we've just been speaking about the Leicester City-Arsenal match, it's a good time for us to talk about last week's prediction. You did well again, Rich. You predicted the right result, a draw, but not the right score. You predicted a 1-1 draw, so that's 1 point for you.
Most of our Premier Skills listeners also predicted a 1-1 draw, so that's a point for all of you. But, Jack, you predicted an Arsenal win, so nothing for you.
No, nothing again. Maybe this week, eh? What match are you going to talk about, Rich?
One of the four 100% Premier League records is going to go this weekend because Hull City face Manchester United. Both teams have won their opening two matches. Hull have surprised Leicester and Swansea, and Manchester United have beaten Southampton and Bournemouth. Hull have home advantage, but I think we will see United continue their good form. I'm going for a final score of Hull City 0, Manchester United 3.
Manchester United will probably win, but I'm going to go for a draw with a last-minute equaliser for Hull. I think it will be 1-1.
You've heard what Jack and I think. Now make your predictions in the vote at the bottom of this page.
Right, well, that's all we have time for today.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions, the football phrase, and your predictions in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football section and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.